what it is about J's. We finished up John. Now we'll just go to Jonah. What about that? So we're just going to let God lead us in the way that he would this morning. And I don't know about you, but I do thank God that he allowed me to be in his house this morning to worship him in spirit and in truth this morning. Jonah chapter number 1, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. Only going to look at 3 verses this morning and see where God would have us to go. I want to look at a little title this morning. Now, the word of the Lord. I know what now means, don't you? That means I don't put it off to tomorrow. I do it now. Now go, and I know to do it now. I love to do it later. But the word of the Lord said, now the word of the Lord come unto Jonah. And he didn't hesitate when he came upon him. Can I say to you this morning, you may be in this service this morning, and the word of the Lord will come upon you now. It won't wait. It won't give you time to think about what you need to do. The word of the Lord won't give you time to think. You'll just move. I don't know about you, but the day I got born again, I didn't consult with my wife about being saved. I didn't. I didn't look over her and say, I think I'm going to get saved right now. I didn't. Now it come upon me. I'll never forget the day I got saved. I didn't look at my mama and say, I think I'm going to get saved. No, it was then. It just jumped up on me and it had me. And I had to make a decision then. This morning, I want you to know we're talking about Jonah. Jonah's not making a salvation decision. He's making a decision of service. Hey, follow Christ. Jonah chapter number 1 and verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. He found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Our Father and our God, as we bind your presence, Lord, woo, glory to God. I thank you that we can let our little light shine. I thank you that there's men and women in this place this morning that can say amen. I thank you this morning that there's men and women in this place, boys and girls, that can say, he set me free. Lord God, I thank you that there's men and women and boys and girls in here in this place that can say, one day I'll fly away. Lord God, I pray this morning that your presence sat down so thick amongst us this morning. Father God, that we receive what you'd have to give us this morning. Lord, I pray that I decrease and that you increase. Father, I realize this morning I'm in over my head. And Lord God, I would ask you to do the preaching this morning. Father, you are the preacher among preachers, and I ask you to preach this text this morning. Lord, I'd pray this morning if they'd be one lost going to a devil's hell. Father God, I'd pray they'd turn around before they drown in their sin this morning. Lord God, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary and I thank you for the blood. Lord God, I thank you that I'm the pastor of this church this morning. Father God, I thank you for these people that you've put amongst us this morning. Lord God, I'd pray this morning that you get glory in everything that we do. Father, I pray right now that the word of the Lord would sit down amongst us. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Now, the word of the Lord. This morning, as I read this text, it just got all up on me this week. And I want to share with you now the word of the Lord. You know it doesn't matter what happens to this world. It says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never. You know the word of the Lord shall never pass away. It'll always stand. I say to you this morning that the word of the Lord, it'll be in heaven. Can I get an amen? Hey, you can't get away from the word of the Lord. This morning as we come, I'd say to the brothers and sisters in this place this morning, if there's anything we ever need in the hour that we live in, hey, we don't need a revival. We need more of the Bible. Can I get amen? Hey, you'll never have revival if the Bible don't come alive in your life. Hey, you can look at another man and see how good God's been to him. But it won't do you no good until it comes into your life. And this morning I want to look at now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Number one, this morning I want to look into the text. It says that now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. The first thing I want to look at is that it came to Jonah. I thank God this morning when the word of the Lord goes to a man, hey, that it don't go to the wrong man. It goes to the right man. This morning you may be sitting in here and you say, I need a word from God. I got good news for you this morning. You're at the right place. Hey, I thank God this morning we can come to the place at the spout where the glory runs out. He said, now the word of the Lord, it came to Jonah. And look what the Bible says. When that word come to Jonah, it showed up. Hey, Jonah was there minding his own business, doing his own thing. Hey, but the word of the Lord, it showed up to Jonah. Hey, you remember the time in your life that you were sitting there minding your own business, doing your own thing, and the word of the Lord, it came upon you. Hey, it'll send chills up your back. It'll send chills down your spine. Hey, when the word of the Lord comes upon a man, it'll change everything about him. It says, now the word of the Lord, it came to Jonah. It showed up. It entered into him. Hey, but it hit Jonah like a ton of bricks. It says, now the word of the Lord came. And you know why it does that? Because in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 12, it says that the word of the Lord, hit this morning. It says that the word of the Lord in Hebrews 4:12, he says that the word came quick. That word of the Lord, it is quick. It's quick when it comes upon a man. It came to Jonah and it came quickly upon him. Hey, but the word of the Lord ain't only quick in Hebrews 4:12. Hey, but the word of the Lord is powerful. The word of the Lord will change things when nobody else can. Hey, you take a son that's went wayward. You take a daughter that's went wayward. You take a husband that's went wayward and he don't want to listen to his wife. Hey, you take a wife that went wayward and don't want to listen to the husband. Hey, you can pray for them. You can plead for them. You can do all kind of things. Hey, but until the word of the Lord gets upon that individual, it won't change a thing. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of the Lord is quick and it's powerful. Hey, not only is it quick and not only is it powerful, hey, but that word, when it comes, it'll come sharp to a man's life. Hey, when Jonah was here, he knew what was going on. That word of God come quickly upon him. It came powerfully upon him. Hey, but it came sharp. Hey, it came to where he needed to be. This morning, the word of God, I want you to know, when I need a touch from God, he don't send no man to touch me. He sends the word of God to touch my life. He says that the word of God came quick. The word of God came with power. The word of God came sharp. Hey, but the word of God, it will dig deep. Can I get an amen? Hey, the word of God will dig deep. And when Jonah got here, it says the word of the Lord came to him. It dug deep inside of him. It dug down to his soul. It dug down to his spirit. It dug down to his thoughts. It dug down to his intentions. When he got here, though, Jonah knew what he needed to do because the word of the Lord spoke unto him. This morning, if you're saying, preacher, I don't know what to do and I don't know where to go, I'd say this morning, right now, you listen to the word of God. Hey, when the word of God comes on you and the word of God promotes you and it prongs you to move and it prongs you to get up from where you've been living and do something different, listen to the word of God. Amen. He says this morning, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. And I thank God this morning when the word of God comes, it just don't come, but it'll speak to that individual. It'll speak to that person. Look with me in verse number 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, hey, that word, when it came, it spoke something out. This morning when I read this book, I'm not reading some fairy tale. I'm not reading something like that. I'm reading the inspired, infallible word of God. Hey, I want you to know this morning, it'll take the vilest sinner and it'll wash him clean. It'll wash her clean this morning. I'd say to you, to the thief on the cross, he knew what the word of God was. He had the word of God hanging right beside him. Hey, there was one that railed on him. Hey, but there was one that repented. Hey, I want you to know the world we live in. There's people thinks this book is just a good book. Hey, I'd say to you this morning, it is the word of God. It is a holy Bible. It is a living word. It ain't a changing word. It'll never change one minute. Hey, but it'll change you. Can I get an amen? Hey, the book that don't change will change any man and any woman when it comes upon them and they listen to what the book says. This morning I want you to know that now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, but now the word of the Lord spoke to Jonah. When it spoke to Jonah, It spoke to him clearly. Look what he says in verse number 2. The word of the Lord said, arise and go to Nineveh, and the great city, and cry against it. When the word of the Lord came to Jonah, number 1, it came clearly. It said, arise and get up. It spoke with power when it spoke to him. But number 2, he said, go to Nineveh. Not only did it speak with power, but it spoke with a purpose. Anytime you read the word of God, I want you to know this morning, that power will come upon you, and it'll put a purpose in your life. This morning, a child of God that doesn't read the word of God, can I get an amen right here? A child of God that won't read the word of God, they don't have very much power. They don't have very much purpose. The more you'll read that book, the more you'll see that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hey, you can look at that book and you may be going through hell this week, but you can read that book and you can understand that God is on the throne. Amen. When that word of God comes to you, he says, I want you to know, he clearly said, arise and get up and go to Nineveh. And he spoke with a purpose. And he said, cry against that great city. Friends, this morning in the word of God, I want you to know and get this. He said that cry against that great city. Nineveh was a great city. He said, I want you to plead. I want you to beg. And I want you to call it out. He said, they're wealthy in what they do, but they're also wicked in who they are. He said they're wealthy in what they do, but they're wicked in who they are. This morning as we read the word of God will always cry out against sin, even when the man of God, listen to this, the word of God always calls out against sin, even when the man of God or the woman of God will not call out against sin. The word of God always will. The word of God will always call out against sin. Always call out against sin. Now the word of the Lord showed up. As I read this and I studied this and I understood that the word came to Jonah and the word spoke to Jonah, I would look back and I'd done some studying. Back in the 1700s, there was a hymn writer wrote a song, and they said this old hymn writer, he was prone to wonder. He was prone to wonder. One day he was hot as a Christian, next day he was cold. One day he was in the church house living it up. Man, you could see him every time the doors opened. The next day he was nowhere to be found. This is an old songwriter that wrote this song, and I want to give this to you. And he wrote the song, Come Thou Fount, and his name was Robert Robinson. And he had wrote, Come Thou Fount, and he wrote that and penned it down in the hymn books that we have. And they said that he was wayward, and he was going about doing his own thing, and the word of the Lord had to get to where he was at. It said that it was on a stagecoach, him and some little girl, and they was riding down through there, and she started singing this song. And when she got to this place here, she looked at Mr. Robinson and said, Have you ever heard this? And said, tears broke down his face. You see, the word of God will break a man when he needs to be broke. The word of God will break a woman when she needs to be broke. And said, as she broke down in tears, he said, I'm the one that pinned that down. I'm the one that pinned that down. And look what he said at the song, Come Thou Fount. He said this, Oh, to grace, how great a debt daily I'm constrained to be. Let that goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. You see, he knew he'd wonder. Look at this. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. He said, Lord, I'm prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. This morning, I want you to know when the word of God comes upon you, it'll speak to you and it'll tell you what you need to do. I'd say to you this morning as your pastor, please, I beg you, I cry out, please do not quit reading the word of God. Now the word of God. If you've ever needed it, and I've ever needed it in my life, I need the word of God right now in my life. Amen. But I want to show you something else in the text. Number one, it'll come to you. That word of God will come to you. That word of God will speak to you. But the word of God will always bring conflict to you. It'll always bring conflict to you when you don't want it. You see, let me give you this morning. Let me give you this. He says this in verse number 3. But Jonah rose up to flee. But Jonah rose up to flee. He did not want the word of God on him. This morning, I want to give you this. Now, the word of the Lord, it brought conflict to Jonah because the word went against Jonah's will. Jonah said, you look out there and you look at Nineveh, they deserve what they get. Lord God, they deserve what they get. I'm not going over there to preach. Guess what? The Word of God's for everybody. Amen. Hey, when you don't think they deserve it, the Word of God's for them. When you don't think they need it, the Word of God's for them. Hey, you give me the most Christianist person you can see, and they still need the Word of God now. Now. He said the Word of God was against Jonah's will. The Word of God went against Jonah's want. Jonah didn't want what God wanted him to do. The Word of God went against Jonah's plan. Let me give you this morning. I'm talking about Jonah wasn't a new convert, by the way. He wasn't a new convert. Jonah was not a novice. He believed in Jesus Christ. He believed in God Almighty. Jonah was a prophet and a preacher, but he still tried to flee from the Word of the Lord. Because you know why? When you're in the Word of God, you're in the presence of God. You know why children of God don't read the Word of God? Because they don't want to get in the presence of God. Woo! They want the... Come on! Don't shout me down now, y'all. Come on! Listen, you know why we don't want in the Word of God? Because when you get in the Word of God, you get in the presence of God. It shows you your wrongs. It shows you your failures. It shows you your mess ups. It shows you your hiccups. It shows you what you need to do to get right. And we don't want to see it in the Word of God. We'd rather ask a man of God to get his opinion than get the Word of God that tells us how to live according to the Bible. It said, now the Word of the Lord came upon Jonah. It spoke to him, but it brought great conflict. Jonah said, I'm fleeing, I'm getting out of this place. This morning, I want you to know, not one time did I see God was in this. So what are you talking about? All I seen is that the Word of the Lord come to Jonah, and Jonah wanted to get away from the presence. That tells me when you get in the Word of God, you're in the presence of God. When you open that book, you're in His presence, and He will read your mail. He will read your mail. When I'm going through a battle and I'm going through a storm, the last thing I want to do is to open the Word of God. I'm going to get my help from opening the Word of God, but I don't want to get in there because I may have a problem with Brother Jake Gunner. Brother Jake Gunner ain't doing what I think Brother Jake Gunner's supposed to do, and he ain't living up the way I think he's supposed to be living up. And then I open up the Word of God and I see it ain't Brother Jake Gunner's the problem. Hello. But Lord, you don't. And he's like, that ain't none of your business what that man's doing. Now you're in the Word, and I'm showing you what you need in your life. I want to show you this morning. Not only will the Word of the Lord come, not only will the Lord of God speak to you, but it'll bring conflict when you get into that book. Because it brings correction. It brings what you need in your life this morning. This morning I would ask you a question, not meddling or not getting in too deep. But how long has it been since you just spent time in the Word of God? How long has it been since you just spent time in the Word of God? Talking about opening that book, Facebook's cut off, phone's turned away. It's just you and God alone in the Word. That's why we're so shallow and we're so weak as Christians in the world that we live in, is because we don't study and stay in the Word of God the way we should. I put my name on the front of the list. If I keep my nose in the book and get out of everybody else's business, can I get a witness? My life would change a whole lot more. They asked Adrian Rogers, said, what is your morning devotion book that you read? And he said, I've not, in all my years of preaching, I've never had time to get a devotion book. I've not got over the book. I've not had time to get a devotion book because I've not got over the book. This morning, I want to share this with you before we close and go on out. He says here, when we get here, the Word of the Lord came to Jonah, it spoke to Jonah, and the Word of the Lord brought conflict to Jonah, because the Word will convict you, the Word will control you, and the Word of God will change you. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down. When you, please, listen to me. When you get out of this book, you're going down. When you get out of this book, you're going down. You're going down. I don't want to hear that this morning, preacher. When you get out of this book, you're going down. Look what he says. He got away from the Word of the Lord. Look what he said. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down. First mistake, he started getting away from God. He went down. When you start getting away from God, you're going down, down, down. He went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. Well, glory to God, God sent him a ship. No, he may not have. Satan knows when we're running from God, he'll send us stuff to get right there where we need it. He'll put it, make it look like it come from God, and it wasn't from God a bit. If that would have been from God, it wouldn't have been going to Tarshish, it'd been going to Nineveh. Just saying. Ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare thereof. When you get away from the word of God and you get away from the presence of God, number one, you're going to go down. Number two, you're going to find what you're looking for that's not of God. Number three, you're going to have to pay the fare. It's going to start costing you something in your life. And look here. He paid the fare thereof and went down. Until you get back to where God would have you to be, you're just going to keep going down and down and down. And he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, we need the word of the Lord. What's the word of the Lord going to do to us, preacher? It's going to keep you and I from going down. It's going to keep you and I from living like the world lives and living out in a world full of sin. It's going to keep you and I in a place in our life that God can say, hey, he's in my presence. I don't know about you, but when you get in the presence of God, you'll be in the protection of God. You'll be in his power and you'll be in his promise. And this morning, I want to read something to you that was given to me Wednesday night when we walked this place. We started out Wednesday night and we started out walking this place like Jericho. We walked around it seven times all through the sanctuary praying that God would have his way. And we talked about today, now the word of the Lord. Now the word of the Lord. When I went to leave, this lady handed me a piece of paper, sealed up envelope, and she said, here, this is for you. She said, don't read it till you get home. I left church, went home. Thursday morning, I woke up, got in my study, opened it up. And I want to read to you about the word of the Lord. I just want you to sit there and listen to this. The word of the Lord will never leave, and it'll always do what it said it'll do. I love the Lord and praise the Lord because I don't walk in darkness anymore. But I walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Through a series of events, I found myself hopeless in a jail cell with the thought of no future. The relationship with my family and friends tearing apart and the bondage of drugs sitting on my shoulders with no way of breaking it on my own. Oh, but God. Oh, but God. I got on my knees in that jail cell and told God that I have a problem, that I have no control over, and that I needed help. And it was nothing I'd done, but I gave it all and then cried and gave it to the glory of God. I thank God that I had a praying family, church family, and a wonderful pastor that was speaking life into a life that the devil, through my choices, had tried to destroy. Praise be to God that the God that I serve can take stumbling blocks and make stepping stones out of them. The word of God says that the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. The Lord began to open doors for me the minute I asked him to be the Lord of my life. He opened up a door for me to go to Teen Challenge. It was truly a miracle that God done to me working through Teen Challenge. They took the hole I had on the inside of me for the drugs, sin, and filled it with the Word of God. They gave me nothing but the Word of God. And when the Word of God goes into a man's heart or a woman, it changes them from the inside out. Since I graduated Teen Challenge, he has opened many doors for me. He has delivered me from three charges, 25 to 99 to life sentences, brought my family closer together than it's ever been, saved my friends, he's given me a great job, a beautiful fiance with a wonderful child. Whoa, glory. Boy, that sounds like a wonderful thing, don't it? Whew. The Word of God says that He has good plans for us, to prosper us, not to harm us, to bring us life and life more abundantly. And today I stand on God's word. Today I stand on God's word. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is gone and the new has come. You said, preacher, you're reading that with enthusiasm. In 2009, my best friend, Cason Hush, got killed. See, what got him from this walk to the other walk? Now, the word of the Lord. All through that testimony that was given to me Wednesday night, I hadn't read that since 2009 at his funeral. I hadn't read that since then. And it was slipped to me Wednesday night. Folks, I want you to know the only thing that can change your situation right now. I don't care what you've got or what you do. You listen to me. Right now, the only thing that can change your situation that you're in is God and God alone. The only thing that can change the situation that you're in right now is the Word of God. Until you get to the place that you have a desire for the Word of God, you're going to keep going down, down, down. What brings me up, 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 preacher? If you're a child of God, the only thing that's going to lift you up is the Word of God. You can't sing enough to stay on the mountaintop. You can't pray enough to stay on the mountaintop. You can't worship enough to stay on the mountaintop. What keeps me on the mountaintop? Now, the word of the Lord will sustain you all the days of your life. I ask you a question this morning when I read this. Are you running from the word of God? Or are you digging in for all you can get out of the word of God? I never forget, I hadn't been preaching, I'm going to close on this, but about 2 or 3 years, maybe 2 years, and I heard an old preacher say to a group of preachers who was sitting in a place like this, he said, if you ain't going to study, sit down and let somebody else have it. That strung a chord in me, but you know that didn't come alive in my life when I became a preacher. I had a preacher that believed that a man of God or a woman of God should have a desire to read the Word of God. Today I say to you, now, the Word of the Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you so much this morning that when the Word of the Lord comes, Lord God, it'll come to an individual. Father God, not only will it come, but it'll speak to them. And this morning, Father God, you're speaking, I believe in my soul, that you're speaking to somebody in this room this morning. They just can't get things in order. See, my things just won't get right. Lord God, we're looking everywhere to find the answers, and the only place to find the answers is in the Word of God. Lord God, my opinion don't count. My thoughts don't count. It's the Word of God that counts. Father, your Word said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God will stand forever. And if there's anything in the world that we live in right now that we need to be putting into our lives as a child of God, that is the Word of the Lord. Lord, for that weak, struggling Christian right now, I pray you give them a burning desire to read the Word of God. Lord God, for that strong Christian right now, I pray right now you continue burning with a desire to study the Word of God. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I pray this morning for whoever it is that we get back to the Word of God now. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said,